Hey everyone, welcome in a new episode of Stephen's Week, your weekly update on marketing and technology. This week, I'm going to talk about Facebook and their challenges. I'm going to talk about the impact that Apple has on the online advertising world. And I'm going to talk about a major acquisition that will not happen. Welcome in this new episode, everyone. Do you remember that a couple of months ago, Apple installed this new iOS where users could decide if they want their data to be tracked by companies like Facebook? And after a few weeks, it became clear that a majority of the people actually chose not to be tracked anymore across platforms and across devices. And now this week, for the first time, we really saw how this is becoming painful for some social media companies. Like Snapchat, they released their results and at first sight, they were good. They had an increase in revenue of 57%, which is pretty impressive. But at the same time, they mentioned that they have an issue and that the new Apple regulation and the new iOS actually makes it more and more difficult for them to target specific ads to specific audiences, and that advertisers are starting to complain about that. And because of that message, the stock of Snap Inc. decreased with 25% that day, because a lot of people are now worried for the long-term impact on the new privacy rules. Crazy thing is, Apple installed its own advertising platform for in-app advertisement. And this is growing rapidly because those rules that Apple installed for others, they don't apply for this Apple advertising platform. And the explanation that they have is that the fact that the data is concealed on the device, on your iPhone, for instance, that it doesn't go to other places and you still own your own data. So they did this pretty smart. Huh? They made it very difficult for others to go into the world of targeted advertising. And at the same time, they could jump into that market. So interesting move. Facebook shared their financial results this week and they have beaten the market expectations. They saw a revenue increase of about 35%, which is pretty impressive if you know the size of their revenue. So good news, but at the same time, the stock fell with 4%. Because there are some dark clouds on the horizon and everything is related to the behavior of youngsters, young people on their platforms. What they see is that the engagement and the level of young people that come to Facebook, it's decreasing rapidly. And they expect even a drop of 45% of engagement among those users, which is huge, yeah? Because for advertisers, that is a very important market. And they're going to lose that. And Mark Zuckerberg said it's not going to take months to fix that. It's going to take years. And I think that should be a big worry. I've seen multiple big brands, huge brands that suddenly are not appealing anymore to a younger audience and they want to make their brand younger. Most of the times that isn't successful. It's only a handful of companies that actually can make that transformation. So once you lose the young audience, it's very hard to get them back with the existing offering and platform. And they're going to focus more on Reels, on Instagram, which is their TikTok copycat. But still, it's different. I can imagine if I see my children play and look at TikTok, it goes so fast all the time that if you then go to Facebook, it's like, watching a TV show from the 80s versus watching a TV show from the 2020s. So, and I think that's going to be an extreme challenge for them to solve. And because of that, it's the long-term results of Facebook are right now under pressure. PayPal didn't continue with the acquisition of Pinterest. They were very, very close. PayPal wanted to buy Pinterest. They had an offer ready of $45 billion, which would have been the largest social media acquisition in years. LinkedIn was acquired by Microsoft a couple of years ago for $25 billion, something like this. So they wanted to buy Pinterest for $45 billion. And it would have been a great move because you have this platform like Pinterest where direct shopping is going to become more and more important. Social commerce is going to be more and more important. And imagine that all those transactions would be paid with PayPal. I mean, that would have been an awesome combination of those two. They backed down, and probably the reason is exactly that, that if PayPal would be the number one payment method on Pinterest, the regulations may have jumped into this and said, this is not okay. This is a combination that we don't like. So that could be the main reason why they back down. But again, it's an example of how you see that companies are leaving their lane and say, PayPal, we're a financial tech company. We're going to move to other fields to leverage on the power that we have. And leaving that lane, I've been talking about this multiple times in my weeklies, but we're going to see more and more of that in the next couple of months and years. So guys, this was the new episode of Steven's Week. Thanks for watching. Just as a small heads up, next week and the week after that, there won't be a weekly. I'm going to take a 2-week pause. After that, I'll be back with a lot of energy to make new weekly videos for you. And as always, feel free to share the video, like it, subscribe to the channel, and most importantly, have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Take care. See you again in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye.